Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, Arisha, I'm surprised I honestly don't know the answer to this question, but have you ever been fired from a job?
Actually, no.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me. At all, actually. You're such a do-gooder.
I was going to say, somehow you're going to make this an insult.
I just want to say really quickly, one time Arisha quit her job when she lived with me, still went somewhere every day and pretended like she was working, just so everyone listening knows what I'm dealing with.
This is not the time or the place to delve into the antics of us living together.
Feels like it is, though. Anyway, you and actor Matthew Morrison do not have anything in common because he was actually just fired from his judging gig on the reality competition show So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, and it wasn't the best way to lose a job. I don't know when firing is a good way to lose a job. Mm-hmm. A contestant claims Matthew sent her some flirty messages and made her feel very uncomfortable.
Mr. Shu, I mean, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah. He knows better.
God. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, June 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Well, Richies, sadly, we are reminded all the time that some people just don't know how to respect a professional boundary. And it's looking like Matthew Morrison is the latest person to not get that memo. Matthew was recently hired as a judge on So You Think You Can Dance, but his time on the show is wrapping up sooner than I'm guessing he expected and everyone expected. He's been fired for allegedly not following the show's production protocols. Now, Matthew is obviously best known, like we said, for playing Mr. Schuster on the hit musical show Glee. And he was announced as a new judge on So You Think You Can Dance in early April of this year. But Matthew announced he was leaving the show in a statement to People on Friday.
In the statement, he said, "Having the opportunity to be a judge on So You Think You Can Dance was an incredible honor for me. Therefore, it is my deepest regret to inform you that I will be leaving the show." And this comes not long after the season 17 premiere on May 18th. And Matt admits he was let go after not following competition production protocols. and says doing so prevented him from being able to judge the competition fairly. He added to his statement, "I cannot apologize enough to all involved, and I will be watching alongside you all on what I know will be one of the best seasons yet." Now, a source told Entertainment Weekly the show's early episodes are pre-taped, so Matthew will still show up as a judge until the next phase of the competition, which starts on June 16th. His replacement has not yet been announced.
I wonder if they're going to say something on the show, or do you think they're just going to be like, here's a new judge all of a sudden?
I don't know. It's so weird when shows do that because it's like, obviously we all know what's going on, but yeah. I could see them not saying anything.
I know. I actually feel like they probably won't.
Yeah.
So when Matthew first said he was stepping down from the show, it wasn't really clear why. Like, it sounded like it was his choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And his statement does not specify which production protocols he violated, but a source close to the show told People just yesterday that Matthew was fired because of an inappropriate relationship with a female contestant.
Mm-hmm. The source also makes it clear Matthew and the contestant did not have sex, but says he did reach out to her through flirty direct messages on social media. The insider also says Matthew and the contestant never met up offset, saying it was just messages that crossed the line. Now, the contestant reached out to the show's producers to report what happened. And the insider says she felt uncomfortable with his line of comments and went to producers, who then got Fox involved, adding he was fired after they did their own investigation. Now, the contestant has not been identified.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when they're still involved in a competition show.
Yeah, I feel like I could see the contestant identifying herself if she decides to after she's done with the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I don't think we need to know who it is.
Yeah. So like we said, the season 17 premiere of So You Think You Can Dance kicked off just a couple weeks ago. And this year, the show got a major overhaul. The entire judges panel was replaced. Obviously, Matthew was one of the new faces on the show. But he was also joined by JoJo Siwa and Steven Twitch Boss.
I love Twitch.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know. I don't know.
Good dancers recognize good dancers. That's how it goes.
Okay. That's why I recognize myself in the mirror every day.
God.
You've seen it. You know.
Oh, I do know. Us and mirrors. Deadly combination. So JoJo is known as a singer and YouTuber who got her breakout on the docuseries Dance Moms. We've actually covered her a couple of times on this show. Yeah. And Twitch actually has a history with the show. He was the runner-up back in 2008. But he's probably best known for being the DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres show since 2014. Now, they're all replacing judges Nigel Lithgow and Mary Murphy. And the only person to return from the show's old lineup is host Kat Deely, who's been with the show since 2006. Now, Matthew was understandably excited about joining the show. I mean, his Glee residuals are probably drying up. He spoke about it in an interview with Playbill last month, saying, "I'm well-versed in so many different practices of dance, so I'm in a good position to give my thoughts. I like that the show talks about looking for America's favorite dancer, and I look forward to seeing all people having to get out of their comfort zone."
Yeah, so as of right now, we don't really know much else about Matthew's apparent inappropriate conduct, but it's safe to assume this can't be great news on the home front because Matthew is married to actor and model Rene Puente. They've been married for 7 years. They also have two children together, a 4-year-old son named Revel, a daughter, Phoenix, who turns one next month, super young. And so far, his wife has stayed pretty quiet about the allegations, understandably so.
Yeah, she hasn't commented directly on the actions that led to Matthew's firing. Don't blame her.
Yeah.
She did, though, share a post on her Instagram just a few days ago after the news came out of her husband leaving the show. And the post features a photo of her with Matthew and one of their kids, smiling as they stand in front of two horses. And in the caption, she writes about how grateful she is for him and talks about sinking to the bottom of the ocean. She says, "When the weight of the world feels too heavy, I can take a step back and remember what truly matters." She also says, "When life seems really morose and the darkness is thick and heavy, let gratitude for even the smallest things help you get back on your feet."
So I gotta say, I'm usually in the camp of, oh my God, we're reading way too far into Instagram posts. But mm-hmm. this one feels like it's probably about this.
I mean, what else? I just, the timing is like, what else could it possibly be about?
Right. Horses.
And the ocean.
Yeah, it's the only other choices, really. But this, to me, feels like kind of breaking her silence. And it sounds to me like she's sticking by him, which that's her choice.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where, obviously, we've never been in this position, but waiting to see what comes out. Because I feel like this kind of thing, we start hearing this stuff and then more and more right. and more comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Mm. I don't know. So obviously, ever since word got out about Matthew's firing, everyone is chiming in on social media mm-hmm. with their hot, hot takes. But the line of fire isn't just being pointed towards him. Fellow Judge JoJo Siwa also got dragged into things, which she always seems to get dragged into stuff. Like, my God. So a Twitter user shared their disappointment that it was Matthew being let go and not her. Mm. So at Chief Jimmy tweeted on Monday, "Damn it. I saw the headline, Judge Leaves hashtag So You Think You Can Dance, and got all excited. Yes, at It's JoJo Siwa was out. But nope, it was Matthew Morrison." And then he said he thought Matthew brought the Broadway perspective to the show, maybe not an expert on dance, but on showmanship. Now, I mean, Matthew is a Tony-nominated Broadway performer. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though he tanked The Grinch, Who Stole Christmas, the live TV version of that. God, we'll never get that time back. But he obviously is trained in dance. Like, he does know what he's talking about.
He's an expert for sure.
Yeah. But JoJo was like,
Which, yeah, I'm all about this. She retweeted the user yesterday saying, "Literally, why tweet this?" Adding 18 years of dance knowledge, 4 major dance TV shows. I've hired over 1,000 dancers, 16 dance music videos, which it's a hell of an impressive resume.
Yeah. And put up with Abby Lee Miller.
That's all needed to say.
Yep.
Like, this is enough.
Who is actually, ironically enough, at Chief Jimmy. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. That would be wild. JoJo also said, "If you don't like me, that's okay. But if you think I don't know about dance, you just sound silly." Mm-hmm. But unlike Chief Jimmy, a lot of people on Twitter seem pretty happy to watch Matthew go. Twitter user at Philippe Theo wrote, "Matthew Morrison getting fired from So You Think You Can Dance for sending flirty DMs to a contestant is the most Mr. Shoe thing ever. Jail." Which... okay.
Just the jail part.
I know. Jail with an exclamation point after it. I need to be tweeting that way more often.
Yes. Always.
And then user at Phoenix in Stereo tweeted, "We've been telling y'all that Matthew Morrison is problematic, but no, he's Mr. Shu. Girl, Shu was a weirdo too." Weirdo, all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had actually not heard anything about.
No.
Problematic Matthew Morrison up until right now.
Are they talking about Matthew Morrison or Mr. Shu? Because honestly, the way Mr. Shu found a way to insert himself into every performance, like, who is he, your tap teacher?
I was just going to say, it's Howard.
Truly, that's what I thought of when I saw your tapper set. I was like, her teacher is Mr. Shu. Like, he's the star of the show.
Oh, man, you got to love it. When you're a good dancer, you can't hold back. That's part of dancing. I would know.
Yeah, just the constant urge to perform. I get it. Listen, I don't know. I think it's really hard to say anything about this because we obviously didn't see the messages.
Yeah.
So we don't know what he said. We don't know what his intentions were. But if someone felt uncomfortable, they felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much that. So,
I mean, you're right. Everything you said, I agree with 100% for the first time ever.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you this never happened to the coach of Vocal Adrenaline. So,
what?
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.